भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्याम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1. Chapters entitled The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone, text number 13 through 15. And on the board we have 15. I'll read text 13, myself, and 14, and we can chant text 15 together. Atraivo dharita purvam itihasa surashina pritya mahakrito rajan prichate jata shatrave. Translation. Formerly, O King, when Maharaj Yudhisthira was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice, the great sage Narada, responding to his inquiry, recited historical facts showing how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always impartial, even when killing demons. In this regard, he gave a vivid example. Purport. This relates to how the Lord exhibited his impartiality even when killing Shishupal in the arena of the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhisthira. Text 14 and 15. Drishtva mahadbhutam raja rajasuye mahakrito vasudeve bhagavati suyojham cheti bubujaha. Please repeat after me. Tatrasinam surarishim Tatrasinam Surarishim Rajapandu Sutakrato Rajapandu Sutakrato Papricha Vismita Mana Papricha Vismita Mana Muninam Srinvatamidam Muninam Srinvatamidam Tatrasinam Surarishim Rajapandu Sutakritau Papricha Vismita Mana Muninam Srinvatamidam Muninam Tatrasinam Surarishim Raja Pandu Sutakrito Papricha Vismita Mana Muni Nam Shrinvatam Idam. Please chant. Tatrasinam Surarishim Raja Pandu Sutakritau Avismita Mana Muninam Shrinvatamidam Tatrasinam Surarishim Raja Pandu Sutakritau Papricha Vismita Mana Muninam Shrinvatamidam Tatrasinam Surarishim Raja Pandu Sutakritau Papricha Vismita Mana Muninam Shrinvatamidam Vaishnavis Tatasinam Suravishim Raja Pandu Sutakritau Papricha Vismita Mana Muninam Shrinvatamidam Tatasinam Suravishim Raja Pandu Sutakrito Papaticha Bhavana Muninam Shrinvatamidam Tatrasinam Surarishim Raja Pandu Sutakrito Papricha Vismita Mana Muninam Shrinvatamidam Dristva. After seeing Maha Adbhutam, greatly wonderful, Raja, the king, Rajasuye, called Rajasuya, Mahakritau, at the great sacrifice. Vasudeve, into Vasudev, Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead, Sayujyam, merging, Chetabhu Bhujaha, of Shishupal, the king of Chedi, Tatra, there, Asinam, seated, Surarishim, Narada Muni, Raja, the king, Pandusutaha, Yudhishthir, the son of Pandu, Kratau, at the sacrifice, Paprancha, asked, Vismitamanaha, being struck with wonder, Muninam, in the presence of the sages, Shrinvatam, listening, Idam, this translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, O King, at the Rajasuya sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhisthira, the son of Maharaj Pandu, personally saw Shishupal merge into the body of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, struck with wonder, he inquired about the reason for this from the great sage Narada, who was seated there. While he inquired, all the sages present also heard him ask his question. So we have already read the purport to the previous verse, text 13. I'll read it again. It's only one sentence. Purport. This relates to how the Lord exhibited his impartiality even when killing Shishupal in the arena of the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhisthira. Om Jnana Tumandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilatam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Larita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Kuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane Vancha Kaupatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So it is my great honor and pleasure and privilege to be here this morning and have the opportunity to share Srimad Bhagavatam with so many exalted devotees here in Srimad Mayapur Dham. And not only here in Mayapur, but all over the world through the mercy of the internet and devotees who are running the internet. So before I begin, I would like to ask the blessings of all the devotees who are present today, that I can speak for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, is entitled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. And today we're reading text 13 through 15. And in today's verse, we're hearing about how Shishupal is killed by Lord Krishna. And despite being a great demon and so sinful, that he attained liberation, Sayujya Mukti. And King Yudhisthira is completely astonished that how is this happening? And he's inquiring from Narada Muni in this regard to get an explanation. So how did we come to this section? So first of all, King Yudhisthira was conducting a Rajasuya Yajna for the benefit of his citizens in order to care for their welfare and the benefit of his kingdom. So to do a Rajasuya Yajna is a very complicated affair. You have to send this horse out all over the world, and anyone who challenges the horse, you have to fight with them. And basically, everyone in the world has to surrender to you, which is not an easy task. And then when the horse comes back and all the different kings from the different provinces come to your yajna, you have to put on a big yajna for them. You have to put on a big yajna for Vishnu. The yajna costs so much money. You need tons and tons of pure gold. You need the topmost brahmanas in order to chant the Vedic mantras. And if any one of those brahmanas chants even a wrong syllable at one time, the entire yajna is spoiled. And it's not like, oh, we made a mistake, let's start again. It's like the whole thing is just completely finished. So there was a tremendous endeavor by Yudhisthira Maharaj and his whole team of citizens and ministers, subjects, to put this great Rajasuya Yajna together. And so many wonderful personalities were invited. There were great sages there. Narada Muni was there. Vasishtha Muni was there. And so many kings were there. And part of the Rajasuya Yajna, before the yajna begins, is the greatest personality in this assembly should be worshipped. So different nominations were there. Who's the greatest person? Who should we worship? So Sahadev, the brother of Yudhisthira, he said, let's worship Krishna, because Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. He has so many wonderful qualities. He's so intelligent. He's so beautiful. He's so famous. He's so powerful. He's so wealthy. He's the greatest personality. So there was some discussion, and the assembly of personalities present, they said, yes, let's worship Krishna as the greatest personality. And it was all agreed. And the puja began, and they began worshiping Krishna. They blew the conch, toot, toot, toot. And, you know, they washed his feet, and then they started with the ghee lamp and dhoop and the agarbatti and flowers and garlands and wealth and gifts. And they started worshiping Krishna in a very opulent way. Now, at this time, Shishupal, the king of the Chedi province, began to object. And this is really very, very uncivilized and improper. If he wanted to object, he should have objected before the decision was made that Krishna would be worshipped. And there could have been a discussion, and something could have worked out amicably. Something could have peacefully been worked out. But he had decided to object while the puja was going on. So it created a huge disturbance, and he started blaspheming Krishna. He was saying statements like, who is this Krishna? We don't even know what caste he's from. Is he a Vaishya? Is he a Kshatriya? Who is he? He's just out all day with the cows, herding cows. What kind of person is this? And he killed his dear uncle Shishupal. He's a murderer. Why should we have such a personality like this as our worshipable person in this Rajasuya Yajna? And hearing this blaspheming of Krishna, many of the personalities present, the pious people, they did not want to hear the blasphemy. They're like, Vishnu, Vishnu. And they started running away and moving away from the sacrifice. And many, because if you hear blasphemy of great personalities, it destroys the pious credits in your life. So it's very dangerous. So they were leaving. They knew this. But some of the personalities present there, they did not leave, like the Pandavas. Yudhisthira and Bhima, Nakul, Sahadev, Arjun, and they took out their weapons. And they say, we're going to teach Shishupal a lesson right now. Now the thing is, if there was a battle there on the spot in the Rajasuya Yajna and blood was spilled, if any blood came in that Rajasuya Yajna, then the whole Yajna would have been destroyed. So it was a very, very dangerous situation. So at that time, Lord Krishna himself intervened. He took out his Sudarshan Chakra and he began to aim it at Shishupal. And he threw it. And it hit Shishupal's neck and severed his head from his shoulders. And the head fell to the ground. And not a single drop of blood was spilled. Lord Krishna is expert in everything. He's Daksha. And he's the most expert surgeon. So he performed the surgery and not one drop of blood was spilled. Now, can any of the doctors in this room do that? No, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and he's capable of wonderful things. So in this way, Krishna killed Shishupal. So Shishupal fell to the ground. And from his body, a light came out of his body and merged into the body of Krishna. And everyone present there could understand that the soul, the Atma of Shishupal, had merged into the body of Lord Krishna. And because this happened, he got mukti. He got liberation. He got sayuja mukti. He merged into the body of Krishna. So this was considered very, very wonderful. How is it? Yudhisthira was asking Narada Muni, how is it, Narada, that Shishupal is so sinful, but despite his sinful activities, then he merged into the body of Krishna. He got liberation. And in today's verse today, we hear that Yudhisthira Maharaj is asking Papraccha Vismita Mana, that he was asking, and Vismita Manaha, his mind, Manaha, was Vismita, was completely bewildered. How is this possible? He was completely struck with wonder. And the other Muninam, the other sages in the assembly, Shrinvatam, they were listening very carefully, idam, to this, to hear Yudhisthira Maharaj's reply. So, we hear how it's very important to think of Krishna constantly. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto, Majaji mam namaskuru, mame vashasi satyam te, pratijane priyo sime. Krishna says in Gita, Manmana, always think of me. Mavabhad bhakto, become my devotee. Majaji, worship me. Mam namaskuru, offer your obeisances unto me. Then surely you will come to me. I'm telling you this because you are my very dear friend. So this applies to Krishna's dear friends and also Krishna's not-so-dear friends like Shishupal, his enemies. So Shishupal was, although actually in the bottom line, everyone is a very dear friend of Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhi Kabonoi Shravanadi Shudachite Karye Udoy. That Krishna Prema, love for Krishna, is in everyone's heart. And it just takes a matter of hearing and chanting Shravanadi Shudachite Kari Udoy, then Udoy, the love for Krishna will awaken like the rising sun. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us this process of hearing and chanting, especially the Yuga Dharma, the loud chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So Shishupal was also successful because 24 hours a day he was engaged in remembering Krishna. But his remembrance of Krishna was in the mood of envy. He was very, very envious of Krishna. But he was remembering Krishna. So that's a very, very wonderful thing. Although Srila Rupa Goswami suggests that we remember Krishna and perform our devotional service in a favorable mood, in a mood friendly to Krishna. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana karma anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. That anukulyena, our remembrance of Krishna, our devotional service should be anukul. Anukul means favorable, in a favorable way. We have 9 processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. It says Sakyam, be friendly with Krishna, not like envious of Krishna. That's not one of the processes. So despite that, Shishupal was successful because he was remembering Krishna. So we should also endeavor to always remember Krishna, although, of course, our remembrance of Krishna should be in a favorable mood. Although Shishupal got Sayuja Mukti, he merged into Krishna. So that's not what we want. We don't want to merge into Krishna. We don't want to become one with Krishna, because then we cannot render service to Krishna. Like the mother likes to render service to the child. And if the child would decide, "Mother, I'm going to go back inside your womb," then how would the mother render service to the child? It would not be possible. So that rasa would not take place. One devotee told me, "Do you want to be sugar or do you want to taste sugar?" It's better to taste sugar. We want this rasa to have an exchange with the Lord. We have an eternal relationship with the Lord. We're eternally servants of the Lord. Jivera Srupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadas. And by chanting the holy names, the Yuga Dharma, we can come to the realization of remembering our eternal position of relationship with the Lord. The chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So we want to taste our relationship with the Lord, and the Lord wants to taste his relationship with his devotee. And yesterday was the disappearance day of Srila Lochan Das Thakur. And Srila Lochan Das Thakur mentions in his book, Chaitanya Mangal, about the Lord's desire to taste his relationship with his devotee, and the devotee's desire to taste relationship with the Lord. And the topmost devotee of Lord Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya, Krishna wanted to taste his relationship with himself. What is that love that my devotees feel for me? What is that enjoyment that they experience? What is that love that Srimati Radharani experiences when she engages in my service? So out of that desire, Lord Krishna decided to descend as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur, who was born very close by here, Birbhum district, sometimes we get the train to there, he describes how the Lord arranged one pastime to facilitate the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a meeting between Srila Narada Muni and Uddhava. And Narada Muni inquired from Uddhava, "Oh Uddhava, how is it that you are free from Maya?" And Uddhava replied, "By always taking the Mahaprasadam remnants of Lord Krishna, by wearing his flower garlands, wearing his cloth." And Narada Muni was very inspired. "Oh, I will also get the Mahaprasadam of the Lord." So Narada Muni traveled to Vaikuntha, playing his veena. Narada Muni, bhajai veena, Radhika Ramana Namhe. He traveled to Vaikuntha, and there he met Lakshmi Devi. And he said, Lakshmi Devi, I want to engage in your service. And Lakshmi Devi replied, All right, Narad, you can do some seva for me. So for 12 years, Narada Muni offered seva to Lakshmi Devi. And after 12 years, she said, Oh, Narad, I am very pleased with you. Please ask me some benediction. Ask anything you want. And Narada replied, Oh, Lakshmi Devi, I want the Mahaprasadam of Lord Narayan. And Lakshmi Devi said, No, Narad, no. Not that, anything but that. Please don't ask me for that. Because Narayan told me I cannot give his Mahaprasadam to anyone. Please ask something else. And Narada replied, That's the only thing I want. I want the Mahaprasadam of Lord Narayan. So Lakshmi Devi said, All right, Narada, you please be patient. I'll see what I can do. So she went, and she was sitting closely with Lord Narayan, and she was very quiet. And Lord Narayan could understand that something was on her mind. So then Lord Narayan said, Lakshmi Devi, is there something on your mind? And she said, Oh, my Lord, I am in a great difficulty. And she did not speak anything further. And Sudarshan Chakra was there. So then Narayan, he asked, Sudarshan, what is wrong? What is wrong? What is the problem with Lakshmi Devi? And Sudarshan said, I don't know. We'll have to ask her herself, but she looks like she's in some difficulty. So then Lakshmi Devi explained that, my Lord, I promised Narada Muni your Mahaprasadam, but you told me I cannot give your Mahaprasadam to anyone. What can I do? And then Lord Narayan replied, Lakshmi Devi, you can give my Mahaprasadam to Narada Muni without me knowing about it. So then she waited for a very good opportunity. And when she found the right time, she took some Mahaprasadam remnants from Lord Narayan's plate. And she brought it and gave it to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni was so happy. He offered his obeisances to that Mahaprasadam. And he took some of that Mahaprasadam. And he immediately honored all of that Mahaprasadam. And as soon as he did, his effulgence magnified thousands of times. He was shining like millions of suns. The hairs on his body started standing on end. He was trembling. Tears were coming from his eyes. And he started dancing and loudly chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare! He was playing his veena, and he was dancing and chanting. He was traveling all over the universe, and he flew all the way to Kailash. And in Kailash, he met his best friend, Lord Shiva. And they were dancing together and chanting together. And Lord Shiva said, Narayan, every day we meet, every day we dance and we chant together. But today, on this day, I see you're dancing and chanting like I never saw you before. What happened, Narad? Narad, what is so special? And Narada Muni replied, Today, I have received the perfection of my life. I have obtained the Mahaprasadam of Lord Narayan. And Lord Shiva said, Narad, I'm your best friend. Did you save any Mahaprasadam for me? And Narada Muni was very embarrassed because he had not saved any Mahaprasadam. So, in a very downcast way, in a ashamed way, he looked down at his feet. But as he was looking, he saw underneath one of his fingernails, there was a little speck of Mahaprasadam. And he said, look, Lord Shiva, I have some Mahaprasadam for you. And Lord Shiva was very happy, and he accepted that Mahaprasadam, offered his dhanavads to that Mahaprasadam, and put that Mahaprasadam in his mouth, and immediately he began shining like millions and millions of suns. And he was in ecstasy. His hairs were standing on end. He was trembling. Tears were flowing from his eyes. He was rolling on the ground and very loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was dancing and chanting, and he took his dumaru drum and he started playing his dumaru drum. Dum da digga da dum da digga da dum da digga da digga da digga da dum da digga da dum da digga da dum da digga da digga da digga da dum da digga da dum da digga 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 da dum da digga da dum da digga 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 pushed down through the lower planetary systems all the way to Patala Loka. And at the bottom of the Patala Loka, supporting all the universes and planetary systems, is Lord Kormadev. And he felt the Earth planet being pushed on his back, so he looked up to see what was going on. Meanwhile, Bhumi Devi, the personification, the presiding deity, the Earth planet, was in great anxiety because she'd come out of her orbit and she'd been pushed down to the lower planetary systems. So she was not the only one in anxiety, because you know what happens when Lord Shiva plays his Dumaru drum and dances. You know what happens? Pralaya. Devastation. So there's fire and flames going through all the universes, all the demigods and denizens of the higher planetary systems are in great distress. So on behalf of all of these personalities, Bhumi Devi approached the wife of Lord Shiva, Parvati Devi. And Parvati Devi was asked by Lord, by Bhumi Devi. Bhumi Devi said to Parvati, oh Parvati Devi, can't you please do something about your Prabhu? So Parvati Devi said, let me see what I can do. So she went to Lord Shiva and she began to chastise him very harshly. And she chastised him so harshly that his meditation broke. He came out of his ecstasy and he said, Devi, why did you chastise me like that? I was in ecstasy. I was experiencing the Bhav, love of Godhead. Why you chastise me so much? And she said, I'm sorry, my lord, but you're causing so much destruction in the universe. The Earth planet was being pushed into the lower planetary systems. I just was requested to try to do something. So then Lord Shiva was quiet, he was pacified. He's Asutosh, he's very easily pacified. So later, Lord Shiva and Parvati Devi were sitting together. And they were quiet, and Lord Shiva had calmed down, and everything was peaceful. And she took that opportunity to ask. She asked, my Lord Shiva, oh my Lord, Swami, every day I see you chanting and dancing. But today, your chanting and dancing attained the highest pinnacle of ecstasy that I've ever experienced. Please tell me, my Lord, why is it that your chanting and dancing was so ecstatic today? So then, Lord Shiva replied, today, I attained the perfection of my life. I received the Mahaprasadam of Lord Narayan. And she said, oh? Really? I'm your wife. Did you save any Mahaprasadam for me? And he said, no. And she said, why? Why didn't you save any Mahaprasadam for me? And she was already getting a little angry. And he said, because you don't deserve it. And she got really angry. And she said, what? I'm your better half? I'm your wife? All these years you said you loved me. And now I know your love was false. You were cheating me. And she said, I am also a devotee of Lord Vishnu. I am called Vaishnavi. And on this day, I take a sacred vow that as I am suffering and in so much anguish and in so much pain because of not receiving Mahaprasadam, no one in the future will not receive your Mahaprasadam, the Mahaprasadam of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu himself appeared on the spot in order to validate her vow. Lord Vishnu appeared with beautiful, long, curling blackish hair. He had a beautiful jayanti garland and mala bangles, four-handed form with chakra, pada, gada, and padma. And he had beautiful lotus eyes. And he smiled at Parvati Devi. And he said, yes, you are my devotee. And on this day, I will fulfill your vow, that in the future, every dog, every jackal, every living entity will receive my Mahaprasadam. I will descend in the age of Kali, in Kali Yuga, as the golden avatar, as Lord Gauranga. 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 And I will distribute my Mahaprasadam in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So we see we are personally present here in Kali Yuga, and Lord Vishnu's promise to Parvati Devi is coming to pass. It's actually happening. That all around us, all over the world, the Sankirtan movement is spreading. And we see here in Sridham Mayapur, the temple of the Vedic planetarium is appearing, manifesting. And the chanting is spreading more and more. And we have the great opportunity to participate in this great Sankirtan movement. And that is the benediction of Parvati Devi. And that is the benediction of Lord Vishnu. And that is the benediction of Lord Gauranga. which is coming through us through His divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So we're Jai Srila Prabhupada. So we're very fortunate to have this opportunity to hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, to hear about Shishupal, getting liberation by constantly remembering Krishna. So let us follow in His footsteps, but not in His mood, by constantly remembering Krishna, by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm very grateful to all of you for your kind attention, participation, tolerance this morning. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Lochandas Thakur ki jai. Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.